Tony, this is Damaris from the group Skunks in a Box. I'm doing my extra credit assignment for the Cosmic Voyage. I actually rented it again because I wasn't sure. I couldn't remember a lot of the answers to the questions that you had asked on the website. And I'm not sure if we're actually supposed to do these questions, but they helped give me a guideline, so I decided to do the questions instead of just talking and brainstorming. So, first question was, after viewing Cosmic Voyage video, explain how humans are able to provide some explanation to outer and inner space. I'm assuming by outer space you mean outer space and inner space as far as cells. Well, I think humans are able to explain outer and inner space through the advancement of technology and through tools that we've created throughout the millennia, and that with these tools we can see greater distances out into outer space and into microscopic space, into cells and etc., and subatomic particles. And the tools we use, again, are telescopes, microscopes. We use scales of measurement. They talked about during Cosmic Voyage about, you know, just using scales of measuring when they went out from the circle out into light years, and I think that's how we are able to see into different macroscopic and microscopic scales, is by having measurements of tools, or things like the Fermi lab that they spoke about, which helps in helping us understand about quarks and subatomic particles and things like that. One of your other questions was, what patterns did we discover? Well, I think that on the macroscopic and microscopic scale, a lot of the patterns are very similar. The subatomic world is very similar to the astronomical macroscopic world. And for the most part, everything's just made out of matter. Everything's made up of the matter that was first created during the Big Bang. So it kind of makes sense. And everything's kind of in patterns. And it makes me think about another class that I had where we spoke about, like, Fibonacci sequence in nature, and things are a lot very patterns. So what theories were devised to explain these observations? Well, what I got out of it was basically that the universe is continually expanding, and that everything pretty much in the universe, including like small cells and even on the macroscopic level, like stars, that it's all made up of matter, the matter that was initially created during the Big Bang. And I think every day we're learning more and more about the universe, and we're beginning to understand the universe more and more. I thought it was a great video, and the effects were great in the video. It was better watching it at home, actually, with the surround sound. So, anyhow, I'm not sure if you wanted us to do the other questions for the 10 points, so I'm going to go ahead and do them since I did them anyway. But our first question was, do you believe that scientists have uncovered mechanisms for life, which is, I guess, DNA? Yes and no. Yes, I think the discovery of DNA was a profound discovery, and I think that has taken us steps further into uncovering the mechanism for life. But I think that mechanisms are a lot more complicated than that. I think that because we see DNA, you can still have mutations. You can have it through genetic mutation. You can have environmental mutations. So it's not something that's always the same. I mean, but it is a mechanism. So, and do I believe that scientists have opened our eyes to the universe? Yes, to stars, galaxies, and planets, and I think that we're going to continue to, and I can't wait. Wish I was alive in the future when it's like freaking Star Trek days, when we're able to travel the stars, and I believe that one day we will. And have scientists unraveled the constituents of the human brain? Wow. Well, I love the brain. It's actually what I want to get into later on. And I've always been fascinated with studying the brain and the complexity behind it. And I think that there's a lot that we do know and a lot that we understand, and how individual neurons work and what parts of the brain are mainly responsible for different things. But we've also seen that, you know, when certain parts of the brain don't work, other parts take over, and that there is this plasticity, neuroplasticity, that's involved, and flexibility, so the mechanisms can change and adapt. And I think that's very important. I think we've only hit the tip of the iceberg, so to speak, with the brain, because there's so many unknowns. For the most part, we can't even explain consciousness. There's so many questions that still remain unanswered regarding the brain and even the universe, but I think we're getting closer and closer every day to answering those questions. And well, that's our next question. Are we aware of our own consciousness? Well, yes and no. Yes, I think that we are more aware of our consciousness than other organisms, and we're not. I think there's a different level of consciousness that we don't perceive yet, and we'll eventually get there. But we're aware of our own personal consciousness, and I just think there's different levels that we are maybe not aware of yet. And then your next question on that was, what is common to all life on Earth? Well, matter. It's the only thing I can think of. All have this made up of the same materials. And how do you know anything? How do you know anything that you know? Well, I don't know. Well, we ask questions. We seek answers, we share our findings with others, and come to conclusions, and that's the way we know things we know, and that's how we get there. So, hope you understand, hope you enjoyed listening to me talk, and until next time.